The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Okay, once again, this is W.F. White. I'm the author of the Soul Refuge YouTube site here, ladies and gentlemen. Be doing something a little different here. I'll be doing a verse-by-verse Bible study in the Gospel of John. And I did this once many years ago. I feel led to do it again. I'll be making shorter segments of these teachings, so it won't be too long. I know people are pressed for time, a lot of time. So these will be shorter segments than I did in the other study, but I'll number them. This way you can go back if you want to go take a look at it again as you study the Word of God. This is an excellent book to study. It's often recommended to new believers, but hear me now. This is a book that can be read by any. I don't care how long you know the Lord, folks. I love this book. This is the book I would say that I got saved on, folks. This is the book. This is this talks about the deity of Jesus Christ. It is a powerful book. And I like to show people, you know, who the Lord is. And this is the book I'll go to. You know, you want to talk about the deity of Jesus Christ, how he came down from above. And this was God manifest in the flesh. So this is a great book. If you know any people that are searching for truth, or even new believers, you could go tell them somebody's doing a Bible study. You might be interested in checking it out over at the Soul Refuge website. So why don't we dig into the Word of God? By the way, this book was written by the Apostle John. This was somebody who walked with the Lord. He was a regular guy. He was a fisherman, son of Zebedee, who was also a fisherman himself. So it's good to know that God calls regular people. You don't have to wear some type of a religious outfit, folks. You don't need a gown. You don't need a little mitre on your head. All you need is a hunger for the truth. You want the truth, folks, you're going to hear it. I'm not preaching religion to you, folks. I am preaching salvation in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And this is the book. If you pray, folks, as you're going through the study, pray that the Lord, that the Holy Spirit would touch you, okay? And open up the scriptures to you, and he will do just that. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. God can save you wherever you are. Glory to God. So let's dig in. We're looking at John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So right off the bat, right from the get-go, we see there's a distinction between the Word and God. And yet at the same time, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we see a distinction between the Word and God, and yet we see that the two are one. So this is something that you're going to learn right from the beginning, folks. There is a distinction in the eternal Godhead, the eternal triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So look at back in Genesis 1:1. What I'll be doing, I'll be giving you cross references here so that you can see the unity in the scriptures. Okay, I'm going to go to the very first verse in the Bible. And I want you to see here, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." So if you look at the verses we saw before, it says, all things were made by him. That's John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So who made all things? Well, we see in John 1:1 that the Word that was with God and was God made all things. So this is pointing, ladies and gentlemen, to the person of Jesus Christ. This is what you're going to see here. Keep in mind, we're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're talking deity here. I want you to know that the person that we know as Jesus Christ came down from above. Okay, so, you know, growing up, you know, as a Roman Catholic, you know, I never had the knowledge, the understanding of the deity of Christ the way I do now. And how did I get it? By searching the scriptures for myself. The Spirit of the living God anoints the word to your heart, and this is how I came to know the Lord. So we see here that the word, there's a distinction between the word and God, and we're talking, there's a distinction between the Son and the Father, okay? We're talking about the eternal Son of God. Let's go to Revelation 19, verses 11 to 13. I want to show you here that the same term, the word of God, is used. It says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Do you see that? Dipped in blood. So this is looking all the way into the book of Revelation. This is speaking about the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed upon the cross, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." So again, we see, who made the heavens? Okay, who spread abroad the earth? It was the Lord, and he did it by himself. You know, very often, some people like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they like to say God created Jesus, and then Jesus created the rest of the things. But it says here that God did it by himself. The Lord did it by himself, folks. We have one creator. Hallelujah. So it's important that you know that Jesus Christ is not a created being. So, you know, when you study these things, ladies and gentlemen, and recognize who Christ is, your faith will soar. It says here in Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." So you have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know where to turn? Turn to the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Doesn't it give you a little strength inside when you realize that the one you're calling upon is none other than the Lord who created all things? That's who you need to call upon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, growing up as a Catholic, and I'm taught, call upon Mary now and at the hour of your death. This is what I was taught. No, I'm telling you to call upon the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, verse 8, "Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." This is where you need your strength, folks, to come from above. You need your help to come from above, from the Lord, the one who has all power, the one who's been given all power in heaven and earth. Let's get back into John again. John 1, verse 4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." He's called the light of the world also, guys. So if you look at this, John chapter 5, I'm going to give you a cross-reference. It says, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." So we see a distinction, yet at the same time, we see an equality, okay? So that's good. A good cross-reference, life, folks. All life comes from him. Eternal life comes from God Almighty. John 1:5, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Oh, yes. Yeah. So this is the light of the world, folks. We're living in a world, this present evil world. People without the Lord, they have no idea that they're sitting in darkness. You know, before I came to know the Lord, I'm sitting in darkness. I was on my way to hell, folks. I make these messages because I know that the majority of mankind, they're sitting in the same place that I was sitting in until I got saved all the way back in 1989. The world lieth, the whole world lieth in wickedness, in darkness. People don't even realize it. And they need the light of the world. And that's who Jesus Christ is. John 8:12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, this is the light. Christ is the light. He's the light of the world. He's the one you need. And he will open your spiritual eyes. You're sitting in darkness, he'll bring you out of that darkness. He's the only one who can do it. Back to John 1, we're going to look at verses 6 through 8. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. So that's speaking of a person named John the Baptist. He prepared the way of the Lord. That's exactly what he did. He prepared the way for the Messiah. He prepared the way for the Savior of our souls. Verses 9 and 10, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. That's a powerful verse. He was in the world. Think about this. Christ walked in the world. He made the world, and the world knew him not. Think about that. He came into the world, ladies and gentlemen, and yet the people could not comprehend that. He looked just like everyone else. So that's something you have to remember. It says, look at this in John 1:11. It says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. What's that talking about? It's talking about his own Jewish people. When he came into the world, for the most part, the majority of the Jewish people rejected him. They did not believe he was the Messiah. They were expecting royalty, this regal type of king to come. They didn't expect the Messiah to come the way he came. Born of a Jewish virgin, born under the law, born in Bethlehem as promised by Micah the prophet. You look at that in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. So for the most part, they rejected him, and that's it's the same today. The majority of Jewish people reject Jesus Christ. They do not believe in him. And that can be said also of the Gentile people. Most people reject the Lord Jesus Christ. You preach this word, people think you're crazy. Oh, yes. You know, I remember preaching on a subway train in South Jamaica, Archer Avenue subway station. You know, and what I would do, I'd go through the subway cars handing out Bible tracts and preaching at the same time. You know, I didn't push myself. I preached the word, and I'd have the tracts in my hand. If anybody wanted it, I would say, here's some Bible tracts, you know, if you want it. And there just happened to be a man, a middle-aged man, standing next to him. He got in my face, nose to nose, and he said to me, how can you be so brainwashed? And what I find and what I have found as a Christian, boldness breeds boldness. So there was a young lady sitting on a train right there in front of me, and she just rose up in agreement with this man. She said, keep it to yourself, loud. I mean, it's like a sword goes through your heart. But, you know, when you're in a spirit, folks, you know, the Lord, you know, you have the peace of the Lord, okay? Not that words don't hurt you, but Christ gives you the peace, ladies and gentlemen, and that's just what was going on there. But, you know, at the same time, so people at the end of the train that were watching the whole thing, I call it the Holy Ghost headlock. When people acknowledge there's something in their eyes that you could see that they're listening to you, and sure enough, when I got down that way, you know, they thanked me for what I was doing. Glory to God. So when you preach this word, young or old folks, there will be opposition. Why? Because you are a new creation, which we'll speak about later in the Gospel of John. You've been born again of the Spirit. You must be born again, folks. If you want to see heaven, hear me now. You must be born again. And that didn't happen to me until I was 36 years old. Let's go to Acts 17, verse 18. It says, then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, what will this babbler say? Other some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. This is talking about the apostle Paul when he was preaching, and look what they said about him. What will this babbler say? You know, and this is the way often people look at Christians. What does this babbler have to say? You know, I've encountered this type of thing many times on the street, using different words than babbler, okay? And what does this babbler have to say? Folks, if you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, there is bound to be opposition because, as I said, you are living in a world of darkness. You have the light of the world, the Spirit of the living God inside your heart, guaranteed to be persecution. And that's exactly what the Lord said. So these people had no idea what the Apostle Paul was talking about. They were on the way to hell, and that's for sure. They were children of the devil at that point in their lives. Whether any of them got saved, we don't know. We don't know. The scriptures don't really tell us. So, you know, another time I was speaking on the train, and the minute I opened my mouth, you know, I found that sometimes you'd go from subway car to subway car. It's almost like you feel something in the spirit, and that's what happened on this particular day. You just feel something, and I almost felt somebody's going to rise up against me. That's exactly what happened. A man just waved his newspaper. He said, "Preach this, preach this." He was angry. And immediately there was a lady sitting to my left. I perceived she was a Christian. She didn't even look up. She was reading something. I think she was reading the Bible. Her arm went out, and she said, "Preach the word, brother. Preach the word." He was sitting in a two-seater all the way near the end of the car, and it was a woman, probably, I'm going to guess, late 70s, 80s, could be older, sitting right next to the man that rose up against me. She stood up on her cane, pointed the cane at me, and said, "Preach the word." Glory to God. All hell started to break out on that train, folks. There was a guy to my right, but he was on my side speaking, I think, Spanish. By his arm motion, I saw that he was also on my side. So this is normal, folks. When you go through this world, you're talking about the word of God, you're preaching Jesus Christ, there's guaranteed to be confrontation. Get back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Look at that. One of my favorite verses. "And the Word was made flesh." Look at that. We saw that all the way back in John 1. And we saw the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now look at this, folks. Look at the humility of Christ. Look at the love of God. Look at the Word of God coming down from above. He was made flesh, and he dwelt among us. He walked the same earth, ladies and gentlemen, that we are walking today. Hallelujah. John 1:15, "John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." Hallelujah. That's John the Baptist, who prepared the way of the Lord. He prepared the path for Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And look what he said. He says, "He's preferred before me because he was before me." In the natural, in the flesh, Jesus Christ was born after John. And yet John knew in the spirit that the man that he was pointing to was eternal. Hallelujah. That's powerful, folks. "Preferred before me, for he was before me." Verses 16 to 18, "And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." So it's important, folks, you know, in this first study here, we see Jesus Christ, he was God manifest in the flesh. The law was given by Moses. The Jewish people, they had the law. They had the scriptures. They had the prophets. All of this on their scrolls. They had the Psalms. And it pointed to the one right there whose name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to end it right there in his first study. Folks, we learned a lot here, and I want you to come back. As I said, I'll number the studies so you could go over the scriptures. As I said, I'm using the King James Version of the Bible, and this is a verse-by-verse study in the Gospel of John. So be blessed once again.